everything's running smoothly.
Oh, good morning, Kansas City. My name's Hartzell. To my left, Peter H. Swain. The H stands for Hump Day, baby!
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan.
a little flat today. On your Kansas City morning show! Oh, there we go. And we're back. And we're back, and we're back, and we're back, and we're back. I found the key to this intro on your KC morning show.
You know, you called me Pete H. Sweeney. The H is for already had enough of your
That was quick. Yep. Took us, let's see, 54 seconds. It's going to be a long show, huh?
I do want to give you your weather today.
Give me that real feel.
So don't be fooled. You're going to wake up here, and it's going to feel like it's warm. We're in the mid-40s right now if you're getting up around 8 or 9 o'clock, heading on to work. But that thing, that's going to get lower. By 3 p.m., we're going to be in the low 30s. You'll feel like, okay, I can go run through the sprinkler. All I'm saying is hold back. Tricky weather today. High of 46, low of 17. Going to get colder as the day goes on.
I can't tell if that was tricky weather or if it just
Thursday,
wasn't good.
High of 30. Well, usually as the day goes on, it gets warmer. Today is opposite day.
You don't say.
Yes.
Why is that? Do you know what? Why that is a thing?
Except you don't look more handsome than me. Let's be honest. That would truly be an opposite day.
Oh, you know what right? I mean? You know what I'm saying? Morning show banter.
Oh, man.
Oh, I got my shirt unbuttoned, one button, and I got a blazer on because I'm a cool guy in a morning show.
High at 33, low at 27 for Thursday.
Real feel.
Don't have your real feel yet.
What?
Only 10% precipitation.
Then what the hell are you doing? What did you even do last night? Man, I was looking at that show sheet.
A little bit of lunch.
It was empty.
Well, here, you got to understand something. There's a little something on Sunday called the AFC Championship game.
Never heard of it.
Which means as soon as I leave here, my life is going to be a living hell for the next 3 days. So I need to
get my God, you cover sports for
I need to get my launch done.
Whatever shall I do? Your what?
My launch. So I did. So I'll have clothes for the week.
Totes launch.
Fresh undies for the AFC title game. You didn't want these Chiefs smelling my undercarriage as I'm asking them these hard-hitting questions, did you?
That's a good point. Yeah. Unless it's good luck, maybe you need to wear those.
Made guac on Monday. I make a fantastic guac. There's a couple things I do really well. Guacamole, or as you can say, guacamole. I do a good Bloody Mary, can make a mean breakfast. That's about it.
Oh, I know, you're right. If you had guac on Monday, man, yeah, do that lunch. Do that lunch.
Not bad with the slow cooker. Or the fast cooker.
Do you cook for the, because you got roommates, right?
What's up?
You have roommates, right?
A couple roommates, but I got a pretty nice place. You've been over.
Yeah, well, I
had you over the old crib, as they call it.
Do you?
The cribola.
It's a very nice little spot. It really is.
Right in the heart of the plaza there.
West Plaza. You got a nice little screened-in patio. Like a
Let's not describe
champion.
It in too much detail. Don't want the hose
Man, ain't
over.
Ain't nobody... Cam, we're talking to you. Ain't nobody coming to your spot. Ain't nobody coming to that place. It is very nice. Do you have to sometimes, do you cook for the house sometimes?
Occasionally.
Or will they sometimes cook for the house?
Off season, there's a bit better chance for that. I am just, it is nonstop during the regular season, now the playoffs, especially now that there's four teams left.
I can see you being a pasta guy. I feel like you make some pasta.
I do like pasta. It's so not good for you, though.
Who says it? What? Says who?
I mean, the thing is when
I'm making this up.
When I make pasta, I want to eat the whole pound. Can't have a pound of pasta.
Get a good chicken spadini.
I like putting chicken in it. I like putting seasoning in it. Sometimes I put the wrong seasoning, thinking it's oregano or something, and it's parsley.
Or weed.
All right. I mean, I don't have that problem.
Oh, okay.
If I was making dinner for you and your lovely lady at your house, maybe I'd run into that issue.
Don't put that on her.
No, I'm just saying.
I can't get in trouble today. This is our 2 years. So.
Did you want to go back to what we were talking about last week?
Sure do not. Sure do not. Leave me alone. Listen, 2 years with Asia.
How's it been?
I love her to death. It was great.
Highest compliment to the finest continent.
I'm going to tell you know what? She loves all that. One of those times, you sent me a Asia pun, and I forgot which one it was.
The H is for Hitch. Because that's what I was that day. I was giving you sweet nothings to tell your lady.
You did. And I absolutely claimed them as my own. What was the... I got to try to find it. You made an Asia joke.
That's it.
Was that the one?
Her name is Asia, for those who don't realize. And I said, highest compliment to the finest continent.
That was it. Highest compliment to the... Yes. I stole it as my own. And she loved it. So now she knows.
Yeah,
she knows the jig is up.
Happy anniversary, babe.
After 2 years, I'm allowed BS moves like that. Or so I've told myself.
How's it going, man? That's more than... Let me see the math here.
It's my longest.
More than like 700 days.
Yeah. It's been 500 days of beautiful summer.
Man, it's the winter, though.
And I'm missing a few days, I guess.
You keep acting that way. Winter is coming.
I feel like I've done very well. I think the longest relationship I had before Asia was like 8 months, which is pretty good for me.
It's less than a year.
It is less than a year. Now we've gone two treks around the sun.
Less than the time it takes to make a baby, so you probably don't even know.
Why even put that in the world? What are you doing?
I'm ready to bop little hearts on my knee.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop all these things.
I just would like to.
Don't put that out there,
Here
man.
Comes Uncle Pete.
You, nah.
Come here, little hearts. You want a caramel?
What? So you now you become an uncle with an accent? Is that what happens?
No, I'm just going to bop little H on my knee. Feed him caramels if he wants one.
That little boy's going to kick your ass is what he's going to do.
I don't know about that.
If he's anything like his daddy, he's going to be a grown-ass man.
OMS, old man strength.
Peter.
What, man?
Give me a letter.
P.
P?
Yeah.
Peter P. Sween. P stands for precocious. There it is. I had to find one. It's like the thesaurus.
Double
the thesaurus,
P.
The double P. Don't forget to slam that Pete, how was your Monday? How was your Tuesday?
Lame.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, kind of boring. I didn't really do a ton.
I've been the lame one the last couple of weeks.
I made guacamole. I watched the national championship game.
Which, thank you for my extra lunch. That puts us now at 3 because I had LSU because I rep the SEC, M-I-Z-S-E-C. You went representing the ACC. Clemson.
Wasn't a good game.
It wasn't.
Clemson...
It was decent early, and then not so much.
Yeah.
Once I saw that it was securely in hand, I turned it off and started looking at restaurant week options.
Trevor Lawrence.
I've got 3 to choose from now.
Not great. Yeah. I actually hit up another restaurant week yesterday for lunch, Garozo's.
I did my chicken spadini.
You went to Garozo's. Get yourself a chicken spadini. They got this eggplant veal parmesan you can get.
Oh, yeah.
On restaurant week.
Oh, yeah.
For $15. And you get a salad with it, and I had a little cannoli.
When's the last day? That's coming up, is it?
What is that? Oh, it's just a cannoli in my pocket. Is it?
Is that a cannoli?
It is hump day, isn't it?
When is the last day? You talk to those folks.
If you listen to the KC Morning Show, the 19th.
Never have.
Yeah.
You know, I don't listen back to these shows. I listen back sometimes once, and then it's gone.
Yeah, bye.
And forgotten.
Couple days passed, couple trips to the Hy-Vee Market Grill.
I've had so many people hit me up.
Later.
I've had so many people now wanting to
join
us. Yeah, I can't tell if I'm happy about this or if I'm upset. I can't tell if I gave
it
away.
If you have a secret spot that you like, you
shouldn't
don't bring
have
said
it up. A damn thing.
You don't
right.
bring it up on the show.
I didn't tell them which Hy-Vee to go to, though.
Well, it's the one near the station.
Stop.
In Michigan.
Stop. That one just closed.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Okay, before we do some things.
Yeah.
Let's plug the socials.
Okay.
What are those socials?
Instagram,
Peter S. Sween, the S stands for socials.
Instagram, the KC Morning Show.
Can you give, like, even a scotch of energy as you plug the socials?
KC Morning Show everywhere else.
That's a no.
Facebook.
Okay.
You'll be able to find it.
Doubling down now. What?
Just go to Hartzell's page. A couple links.
We have an actual page.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's the KC Morning Show on Facebook.
We got over
Facebook.
200 likes on Facebook.
Do we really?
Oh, yeah. That's 207, I think.
That's not bad. Yeah. For 5 weeks? That's not bad at all.
No, it's great.
You gave him the Instagram.
I think it's been more than 5 weeks.
Nah, it's been 5 weeks.
No.
Yeah. We started November 15th. What is that?
Yeah, it's 3 weeks right there in that month, and then you have four the next.
Carry the two, divided by...
It's been like 9 or 10.
Plus or minus the square root, all over two.
We only missed the one show because you...
It hasn't been that long.
You wanted to stay in bed under the snow, and when it snowed that one day.
Okay.
So we can't say that the KC Morning
if you
Show
share your insurance.
Is snow, rain or shine.
No,
I would love to say like we're as efficient as the U.S. Postal Service, but we're not.
No, our show, if you look at the show sheet, in very fine print, podcast subject to change.
Does not say that.
I don't know if you haven't.
And I'm not changing it to say that because I love doing it. Or did you find this to be work?
Oh, I'm that guy. Okay, I'm that guy. Okay.
Drinking some of my coffee.
Hey, let's do a coffee shot together. Let's sip some tea together. Hey, cheers, Pete.
Mm.
Come on, cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Wednesday, baby.
Yeah. Cheers to your anniversary.
Do you know what today is? It's our anniversary. That's Tony.
To two more.
To two more. To a lifetime more.
Wow.
2 years to eternity. Oh, she's going to love that one. She's going to love that line. Pull that audio.
You need a couple.
2 years to forever.
You need a couple jewelry circulars so I could pass along?
Stop.
Wait.
Stop.
First, I can't go in one direction. Now I can't go in the other.
Zero direction.
So I just have to stand still here.
I need you to go the path less traveled.
Okay.
No. Listen,
that's fine.
We're having a good time. We're going to do one of those common law marriages. You just stay in the same place for a few years, and all of a sudden, it's a thing.
Asia, baby, will you marinate my meat?
What? What the hell is that?
Little trick.
All right.
Not a nice one. Not a nice trick.
It was smooth.
Thanks.
It was smooth.
Until you get to the marinade part.
Oh. I told you I was late this morning. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Family show. Family show.
How are you doing in that department? We've never actually had that conversation with
you. I'm fine.
Oh, now you want to change the subject awfully quick.
I'm hearing that you want to do a quick hit.
Uh-huh.
Repping KC. What is this?
Ooh,
Jason Sudeikis?
Tables have.
That is not how it goes.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay. We'll move on to old Jace. But just know, you will have your reckoning soon. Yes, you will. Jason Sudeikis, our friend and KC Morning Show film critic, also Fox 4 News film critic, Sean Edwards. You know, he...
Big Sean.
He hosted, or his group hosted the Critics' Choice Awards. I guess he's like one of the big wigs for it. Because we only get the highest quality of correspondence
on
your KC Morning Show.
100%.
So they were putting together the Critics' Choice Awards. It was this last past weekend. And we had our boy, Jason Sudeikis, and his wife, Olivia Wilde, rocking some KC paraphernalia. That's not a good word. KC, that's not the word we should use. Some KC regalia. KC... I was trying to hype him. It's just socks.
I'm not throwing you a lifeline.
It's just socks.
This is of Overland Park native Jason Sudeikis and his wife Olivia Wilde. Look at his socks.
That's
he
cool.
He is wearing our hometown team, the Chiefs.
Who's
the news anchor?
Listen, that might be the most morning show clip I've ever pulled.
Who is that news
just
anchor?
Randomly talking
what
about
channel
nothing.
Was that?
That was Fox 4.
Okay.
My man Mark Alford. I like him a lot. Lee Summit, my Lee Summit fellow.
The only thing I watched
that was a
on
super
Fox
morning
is,
show thing to play,
that,
wasn't
that
it?
Is Sean? I just taken Sean.
Screening room, every Friday.
Beautiful. Right before the KC Morning Show hit that he does with us.
I put on the show sheet. This is a way to segue into a pander segment. So let's get some cheap pops in. We are doing the show from Kansas City. That's right here in Kansas City. cheap plug, pander. Let's see.
Heart of
Westport. I don't always stroll, but when I stroll down the mean streets of Westport. You know where I love to go? You know, which is my home away from home? The Truman Sports Complex.
You never can get thirsty here because it's the city of fountains.
The city of fountains. Anything else? More KC pandering. Chewies. Love them. Love it. What else? Town topic. My favorite topic. First on my list.
Make sure we get all our mayors out. Mayor Q.
Mayor Q.
Mayor Sly.
Bow tie.
Mayor Carl. I don't wonder how he did. I haven't heard from Carl since that.
Oh, man. Talk about coming full circle. You can check out that episode on your KC Morning Podcast in your feeds.
Really upset Overland Parkers.
It did. What else we got?
That's good. That's enough pandering.
Are you sure?
I think that's
good. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you need to consult somebody
2015
else?
World Series champions. How about that?
Well, if you got to asking it questions, if we should be done, or I look behind you because Bo knows.
There's a picture of Bo Jackson for
pander,
all you have not
pander,
seen
the video. Pander, 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 pander. We're not any different than
former
the other.
Oakland Raider.
We're not any different than the other morning show in Kansas City.
I guess you're right.
Kansas City propaganda. No better propaganda in the business. So Jason Sudeikis still being the cool guy. I guess we need to come to grips that we have famous people that like Kansas City.
I know. There's several. They do the big slick. They do the big slick every year.
We've got some. Obviously, we got some like fair weather Mahomes fans. Obviously, for example,
Patrick Mahomes,
O.J. Simpson, big Mahomes fan.
I think there are two things that have sort of put Kansas City on the map on the grand stage.
Uh-huh.
It's been whenever the World Cup teams are relevant because they're constantly showing P&L and it's always filled with
honestly,
soccer
any
fans.
Any major sports,
and then Mahomes
show.
Because Mahomes has gotten people to do what are called packages in the news on Mahomes, and you see where he is now and the barbecue and the culture.
What do you remember when
and the jazz?
When Baldwin was like actually local. And you had like Jay-Z who was rocking the KC hat. That was the first time I saw Sudeikis rocking KC stuff was the Baldwin stuff. And then slowly but surely, more celebs. I mean, we got to get used to this.
You lock up this W on
Superman,
Sunday.
Superman is a fan of Kansas City.
There's going to be a lot of Kansas City chatter too.
Man. Because you understand that
big
every.
Game. The big game. Hashtag the big game.
Every selfie from the big game is going to be pro Chiefs, right? I think we are America's team now. F you, Dallas. Get your S together.
Well, it's either if you get the W, it's either going to be San Francisco or Green Bay. So it depends on how you feel about those two teams.
San Francisco kind of scares me, but Green Bay, I want the narrative because it's the 100-year Super Bowl.
Hey, I have a question. So you are buddies with the guy, and I'm not trying to blow your ass up to this morning, but
you are buddies
with the guy
blow that smoke up my ass.
Who sings San Francisco with the Mowglis, right?
Yeah, Colin.
If Kansas City plays 49ers in the Super Bowl, we should have him in and do an acoustic version of that song, but for Kansas City.
Oh, and he's got a Kansas City song. It's called "Missing Kansas City."
But I'm saying, could we do the San Fran
absolutely
as Kansas City? Could we ask
absolutely
him that? I think that'd be cool.
Oh, you know what? I love that. You know what? I will send him a text. I'll text him right
I'm
now.
Point to myself.
I'll
here.
Text him right now because I have that kind of leverage.
Workhorse, and I'm going to point to you, Show Pony. Workhorse Show Pony. You just wave to the fans. I'll continue to be the idea man and do all the work.
I once heard a saying from a former morning show, of which I was not a part of. This is the one before. She don't like me no more. Y'all know who she is.
You got to let me know the day that we reach where you've done more shows with us than...
I think me... listen. Well, you know what? This is a shoot, baby. This ain't a work. This is a shoot. I think me and Jordan went like 30.
Oh, goodness.
That's right. We're shooting today. Shooting from the hips. I think me and Jordan went 32 shows.
Okay.
So we're
about probably 5 or 6 short right now.
Right.
We go only 3 times a week.
But the phrase and the saying I heard before
in all
that,
aspects of our life.
The phrase I heard from the morning show before that one was that you have 3 kinds of horses. You've got the show horse.
Mm.
You've got the workhorse.
That's right.
And you got the fame horse.
Whew, goodness.
I like to think I'm a beautiful mix of all 3.
What happens when you only have 2 horses? That causes a problem for that.
You don't have a fleet that way. I like to think that I am a workhorse. Bit of a show horse because I work on this show sheet.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie. Fame. Fame! It happens. Do we want to do a show? Are you sure? Are you ready?
That's why I'm here.
God, did we banter for 20 minutes? Oh, these folks don't want to hear that. What are we doing? What are we doing? Subscribe at the KC Morning Show. Other than that, we have knocked out your quick hits. Pete's trying to get me in trouble again.
Never.
Shall we do the news?
Whoa.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, let's go. Now, that hump day edition.
Wednesday, isn't it?
That hump day edition of your news. Oh. Yeah!
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Break it down, y'all.
News.
Hit me with that news.
Hit me with that information. Hit me with all the sweet happenings with PETA in Sween. The N stands for news and information on this, your KC Morning Show.
Oh, right when the horns come on, too.
Oh, it's like, I mean, I didn't practice or anything. I didn't practice in the shower. Shall we get to the horns? Now it's serious news. Now. That's news with credibility.
That's something. It is something.
Fair and balanced. Almost brought the president back. He just comes out of nowhere.
What do you got here? Impeachment data, Trump?
What I had is on the show sheet is impeachment data dump, because I'm clever. Although you're right, impeachment data Trump also, you know, it's got legs, that plays.
The House Democrats just announced that they are going to present some new evidence in the Senate trial after getting reams of information from an indicted associate of Rudy Giuliani, Lev Parnas. They've gone through all this information, and the Democrats just announced the information they plan to present in the trial as part of this new document dump.
There's a handwritten note from Lev Parnas. In that note, he says, quote, get Zelensky to announce that the Biden case will be investigated and, quote, start communicating with Zelensky. In that letter, he makes very clear that this request is coming with the permission of President Trump.
Okay, so this is like kind of a movie. And we didn't talk a lot about like the side characters as we were doing all the impeachment stuff. But these guys, Parnas, and there's another one. Oh, God, I mean, it sounds like the bad guys in a Gene Hackman movie. And so these guys are working with Rudy Giuliani. And it's all part of this, air quotes, shadow diplomacy, depending on what you think about it. So now Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, she sending the impeachment articles over to the Senate, I believe today. So if you're listening to this, it may have already been sent. The whole question was, are we going to be able to get witnesses? What are we going to do to get more information? It appears that the Democrats were banking on getting stonewalled. So they waited until last night to bring in actual new evidence, which is what you heard, as this enters the Senate. We got these notes that implicate the president. And I'm just going to pull it back a little bit, just a little bit, Pete. So don't yell at me for this one.
Sure.
But come on, y'all. I mean, facts only. I mean, I'm not trying to be that guy. This is not my soapbox. We got a lot of other things to discuss and a lot of other things in the world because we can prioritize. But, I mean, handwritten notes, redacted emails. This guy.
Don't say the E word because then you're going to get the other side of that.
Oh, man. Peter B-H-E. It's a hyphenated middle name. And that stands for Peter, but her emails. Sween. It's your impeachment.
Just saying, you bring up that word.
You make a good point. The records also add more details about the push for Giuliani and associates to seek the ouster of then U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. The web. It's crazy. Again, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I would encourage you to follow along just for history. I mean, this is one of, how many times have we made it to the Senate for an impeachment? We didn't make it with Nixon.
Four.
We made it with Bill.
Three.
And we made it with Andrew Johnson. So, one of three. It's really funny whenever I hear about, they talk about, we don't have any precedent for this. This in modern times. We've only done it three times. And by the way, we don't want to do it again. Anyway, no. More info coming. Like I said, by the time you're hearing this, those articles of impeachment may have been sent over, and then we're going to get those managers named. They're going to present the case. You've got the jurors who are the senators. We're almost done, Pete.
A lot of action.
We're almost done.
Hot impeachment action.
That hot piece of impeachment ass. My favorite. And last night in Iowa, six Democratic candidates squared off in the seventh Democratic national debate. Now, here's the thing. I'm just going to suggest this. If you look at debates, you watch them, which I encourage you to always do, be a patriot, all that stuff. The minute the debate is over, turn it off and watch literally anything else. last night was so, I mean, they do these like quick hot takes.
Right.
As the show ended 30 seconds ago. And it's just so bad. They put out narratives from the beginning. So watch the debate and then think about it to yourself. Don't listen to these
Well,
boos.
One of the things that I heard too, I was listening to an interview with Bernie Sanders. I think it was the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But he was saying that the debates have changed, where everyone used to always watch the debates, and now you don't really get as much attention in America. And listen, I'm in the news business. That's the case for everything.
Well, because
and so these candidates, what they do is they'll try to have these 30 to minute long bites so that they can get played again.
I got to put it on an ad.
It's realistically changed how debates work and the original intention.
And the thing is, and the reason why is because you have people like I'm watching last night. There was CNN and the Des Moines Register that put that one on last night. And so, of course, I just keep it on CNN because it's you know, convenient. That's the whole point. And they've got people saying how, you know, they said the same thing the last couple debates. It didn't have the wow factor. It didn't have, like, the pomp and circumstance. I'm thinking, what are you talking about? Like, you understand that this thing is much more similar to Scholar Bowl than it is WrestleMania, right? Like, what are we... anyway.
Tuesday in Iowa, the seventh Democratic presidential debate had high stakes, but the shrunken crowd of only six candidates not necessarily leading to more aggressive sparring.
Joe and I have a fundamental disagreement here, in case you haven't noticed.
The candidates did, however, tackle the elephant in the room. Reports Senator Bernie Sanders had told Elizabeth Warren in 2018 that a woman couldn't win the election.
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it.
The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women.
The Iowa caucus is now less than 3 weeks away.
Hell of a line.
The latest Des Moines Register poll shows Senator Bernie Sanders sitting at the top of the race, but in a virtually four-way tie with former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, you had this manufactured feud with Bernie and Liz. I think that whole thing was blown out of proportion. They, Pete, you have a master's, right?
Mm-hmm.
They reported a conversation with an aide that wasn't at all verified, and that became like the context for ding, 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 Warren versus Sanders. Like, there's a book called Hate Inc. by Matt Taibbi.
He said, she said, if you will.
He said. Schween said, am I right? I'm living vicariously through you. There's nothing I can do. When
she
you have heart
sells
soul.
Seashells by the seashore.
Swean
say that
sells,
six times fast.
Swean sell. I mean, when you have heart soul, there's not a whole lot. It's either it's heart soul or fart soul. So I live through you.
Pretzel.
Pretzel's that's the cop out for me when I'm trying to change the subject. Oh, we can
hearts
just go with McGarts.
Hearts unknown.
Oh, hearts unknown. Oh,
like that.
That's really good. That's really,
Pop
really
hearts.
Good. Let's see here. So as the candidates were putting together platforms
sure.
and making their pitches to the American people, I put together a list.
Oh, no.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
Don't you love it when you just don't see it coming? When it comes out of nowhere, as most lists do.
Believe it or not, Hartzell Fartzell, I don't.
As we were talking about the Democratic debate, I thought this would be a great time to put together a list. Pete, would you like to know the speaking time from all six candidates on last night's Democratic debate? Would you like to hear that, Pete?
What did Warren go like 1852?
Stop! Stop! In fact, give me this. Give me this. You're not taking a look at that show sheet anymore. I had it with you. Pete, what I give to you are the time signatures. Your candidates last night. Starting at number six. Because this, again, is your list of hearts on your KC Morning Show. This is the content you came for, baby. At number six, Tom Steyer. Businessman Tom Steyer. You've definitely seen his ads on CNN because he's there all the time. Like a billionaire. Kind of. He had a good night last night, actually. He had a really good night. At number five.
Had a baby by Sty Baby. Be a billionaire.
Where did that come from? But I'm so happy it happened. Okay.
What was that, 50 Cent?
Standing ovation, Pete. At number five, which is a little bit of a surprise, people. He's the front runner. Joe Biden with 1606. Tom Steyer went 1226, by the way.
Syracuse Masters for Joe Biden.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. His picture up on a wall? I'm sure there's a building named after him, right? A bunch, probably.
No, not a building, but his picture's up.
Okay. At number four, Mayor Pete Buttigieg at 16 minutes, 33.
Pete.
Representing
Pete.
Big P's. Big P forever. At number three, Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, 1737. So close to 1738. Just waiting for that one. At number, did we skip? No, we did. She was three. At number two, Bernie Sanders, 1741. And speaking the most.
Baby Bern.
Speaking the most, Elizabeth Warren. Where my Warren G's at? Regulator.
I was right, 1852. Look at that.
Because that was the one you saw before I pulled the paper.
Good for her.
So there you go. Not only did we knock out some national news.
I saw something yesterday about how she's about to maybe wipe away student loan debt, which would be nice.
Yeah, that was what she said day one. I like that idea. I'm paying for something they didn't even finish.
Joe Biden might have went to my school, but he ain't wiping away the debt from it.
Pros and cons. I'm just saying, facts
about
only.
Immediate impact for me.
Okay. We've been talking a lot about weed on this show.
I wonder who has been the driving factor in that.
The old hemp Hartzell. I'm a big fan. Nine applicants in Kansas City were approved for the Miracle Marijuana Manufacturing License.
Did you say
everything.
Miracle or medical?
One and the same.
I think you said.
Did I say miracle?
Was
that a Freudian slip
right
there?
You might have been thinking. You can rewind it. I think you said miracle marijuana manufacturing license. Like this is some gift from God.
More businesses were denied a license than approved.
Some of those say the state is making more room for big corporations over the locals.
We're all still pretty confused right now. We thought that we were essentially the poster child for what Kansas City had meant to see in Amendment 2. You know, we're all locals. We're all very passionate. We all have very passionate personal reasons for wanting to see this through.
The Department of Health and Senior Services just announced who was approved and denied a manufacturing license to make infused products like edibles and oils. The state approved 86 out of 426 applications, nine of which are in the KC area.
I don't hate the players, any of them. Everybody's just trying to be and do what they do, but I hate the way the game's coming out now, so I'm working towards the change in the landscape of the game.
You know, we just talked about politics, and I mean,
who
you should have saw
that man talking
coming.
About hate the player, hate the game.
How good was that line,
who
right?
Who is that guy?
I watched a lot of that video, and when I heard that line at the end, I said, oh my God, this man, that's a quote. He is Chris Dalton, vice president of the Missouri Cannabis Industry Association. Say that 10 times fast. But we talked about politics a few seconds ago. As everything that happens in life, when we got a good thing, this is why we can't have a good thing, because this was bound to happen. You got these big corporations now that are going to try to buy up all the spots. Only nine of the applicants were local.
Only nine local.
Right.
Should we become the 10th? That seems like a good industry to get into.
Pete, what the hell, man? I was trying to send an application in months ago. Listen, if you want to put it, listen, you got to have money to make money. Let's put a little
KC Morning Blow.
Put that on a shirt. Put that on a shirt.
That's not going to be our first shirt.
But it will be our second.
That's vetoed.
Here's the thing.
Talking about politics. That was just vetoed.
Here's the thing. We're going to.
By the Sween Dishel Bridge.
If we're talking about a weed story, we're going to talk a big game about it, but it's not going to go anywhere.
No.
There's going to be zero follow through. Come on. So I hope we can fix that. And right now we're still talking like manufacturing and inspection. We're still a little bit of a ways away from actually being able to, you know, roll up and have we're a ways away from me being a regular at the dispensary is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
But just know when I get that in, man, that's what we need. That will be our sponsor. We need to wait. We need to just hold out.
Yeah.
Hold out.
Yeah, I don't know about a weed sponsor. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
A little weed for the swing.
Maybe when there's not a microphone.
This is where we differ, my friends. I guess this is just where you and I just have to go separate ways. Let's wrap up our news with this.
SpaceX CEO Elon Musk revealed in 2018 how Mr. Maezawa would be SpaceX's first civilian passenger. Mr. Maezawa said he initially felt both embarrassment and pride. He said the decision prompted him to seriously face up to the idea of continuing to love one woman. The retail mogul added, he wanted to shout our love and world peace from outer space with his future partner. Applicants have to be single women aged 20 or over. They also need to have a bright personality, always be positive, be interested in going to space and be able to take part in the preparation for the trip, to want to enjoy life to the fullest and be someone who wishes for world peace.
I'm sure you understandably tuned out as that man was speaking, but a lonely Japanese billionaire is seeking a life partner.
That's nice.
Who can accompany him on his upcoming trip to the moon. Fly me to the moon. Let me amongst the stars.
Whoa, I don't know if that's the...
Remix!
I don't know if that's the line.
Let's listen, I knew Sinatra.
Is that the line?
Sinatra was a friend of mine.
Wow.
Yusaku Maezawa. The eccentric head of an online fashion empire with a net worth of approximately a net worth of approximately $2 billion with according to Forbes.
Not bad.
Famously paid his way to be the first private passenger on SpaceX, Elon Musk. I want to find a life partner, he added. With that future partner of mine, I want to shout our love of world peace from outer space.
You know, some people go on Tinder. Mm-hmm. Other people, like yourself, what, you go on Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
This guy just says $2 billion and says, I'll fly you to the moon.
Mm-hmm. What a flex, huh?
If you have the means.
What a flex. You know, some people take their date up in a helicopter. How cool is that?
You know, we were talking about The Bachelor before.
He says, hold my beer.
Fly 20 women up
Hold
there.
My sake. Is that offensive?
And then offensive. Instead of the rose ceremony, you just drop them out of the rocket.
I've seen Star Wars, man. I know different ways to get him out.
Good luck. Here's your parachute.
You got to think that people are going to do this. Here's the thing. He's looking for applicants. This isn't just a call. This is not just like a call to arms. He's actually taking submissions. If this is you, ladies, if you're interested and ready to mingle on Mars,
right?
Application deadline is January 17th. So is that Friday? This Friday?
Time is ticking.
Time is a ticking.
If you want to go to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
This could be your only chance, really.
What is, I mean, all you got is time. All you got is hyperspeed. Hyperspeed. Oh, you know, speed dating? How about hyperspeed dating? Am I right?
One small step for women.
Uh-oh.
One giant leap for Yusaku Maezawa.
One giant leap for Dong Kind. Let's finish it up with this. September 6th. It's going to be at Starlight Theater. Tickets go on sale this Friday, January 17th. Matchbox 20. It's the 2020 tour. What's your favorite Matchbox 20 track? Because you know you got some. You going 3 a.m.?
It's everybody's is 3 a.m.
Is it got to be 3 a.m., right?
It's the only one. Yeah.
Well, let's get to the part. Oh, that was pretty good. Oh, yes. Tickets go on sale Friday. That's this Friday. Couple days, noon, starlighttheater.com.
Yeah, boy, I see how
to take me there, Pete.
He said, baby.
I got your harmony.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Heaven, she says, baby. It's 3 a.m. I'm just one of alone sunshine. Because the rain gonna wash away. I believe this.
Excellent. That's kind of awesome.
We should go to a karaoke joint soon.
Oh. Is your go-to still Billy Joel?
Yes. I won't sing it today. I'm going to save that for the karaoke episode.
Yeah, listen, how many times I got to tell you? We don't give free shows, baby. Make them pay for that, man. I got to play a Wallflowers track. I got to. Other shows come to town as I look up more tracks.
You just want the show to go 2 hours today.
Are we going long?
We're not going short.
You sacrifice... for the Wallflowers. Are you for real right now? You trying to stop me from playing One Headlight? You must be out of your mind.
We're not going short. Oh, there we go.
Oh, yay. Let's build up. We've got the Wallflowers. It's One Headlight. It's on your alternative. We are the KC Morning Show. Oh, yeah.
This is good, because now I know I can arrive to the Matchbox 20 concert like an hour late.
Oh, here we go. For the longest time, I thought this was Bruce Springsteen. I don't know why. It's got the boss sound to it, right? All right, let's get to the One Headlight.
You're not going to compare the Wallflowers to
I'm willing
the
to
boss.
One. Come on. You know it. We're putting all together. What we do? We drive it home with what? Tell me, Pete. And on that note, Pete, go ahead and drive me with One Headlight straight towards sports. This is Here Sports. as we fade from the wallflowers to Peter. Give me a letter.
R.
Peter R. Swing for the Redoubtable. Peter, Redoubtable Swing. Take me to sports.
No sweep. Okay.
We're running late. You're right. I just looked at the time. Damn. Okay, yeah, we're going to go right into it. Are we going to have to push the hipster story again?
We may have to. Golly. This is going to be the longest push in history.
I didn't think of... Oh, man, sorry. Matchbox 20 got the best of me. I apologize.
So the Kansas City Chiefs begin championship week. This is it. I mean, it's crazy. The Kansas City Chiefs begin their preparation for the Tennessee Titans on Wednesday. But as of Tuesday, everybody was still talking about that Chiefs comeback.
As you should.
The Chiefs were down 24-0. Here's what Patrick Mahomes said on the sideline to his teammates.
Coverage. We catch the ball, make one person miss his touchdown. Let's do something special. Let's do something special. They're already counting us out. One play at a time, do something special.
First down and 10 for the Chiefs at the 17 of the Texans. 24-0 Houston, 5 minutes into the second quarter. Middle blitz picked up. Left side throw, cut! 10-5, touchdown! Damian Williams, touchdown! Kansas City!
He would go on to score the first touchdown to Damian Williams, the first of seven, which would become 41 straight points in the game.
Can I say something real quick? Do you understand? So I do announcing at Sporting KC, Children's Mercy Park. Do you know how tough it is? Because Mitch Holthus has made Kansas City so iconic. You know how tough it is to try to come up with like a different way to say that as you bring a team on? Because every so often people will say I'm stealing, which I'm really not. But how do you get away from that? When you hear Kansas City in a sports way, you automatically think Mitch Holthus.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It was smart. And I've actually seen other cities do it. We talked about how the 49ers are still alive. That guy, I forget who it is. I think it's Bob Papa. I'm not 100% sure.
That sounds right.
He goes, touchdown, San Francisco. And he's only been doing it, I think, a year or so. Here was Andy Reid on knowing Mahomes could be a leader early on in the draft process back in 2017.
Brett Veach started watching him his first play on and saw him, you know, during when you go to the games and you'd see him during warm-ups and how he handled the guys during the game, how he handled the guys. And so, yeah, pretty good idea that he was a good leader. I mean, those are things that he showed in college. You're hoping it would carry over. And you can kind of see that even his rookie year when the way he worked with Alex. Here's our first round pick. He could have tried to get in there and grind on it and I'm better than he and all this stuff. He never did that. And matter of fact, he took the things that and took the back seat there and learned from Alex.
So now the Chiefs are one of four final teams in the NFL. They'll practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then the AFC title game happens at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday at 2:05 p.m. Expectation is it'll be the same as last weekend, parking at 9 a.m., stadium gates at noon. More Chiefs talk tonight at 6 p.m. on 610 Sports Radio for Arrowhead Pride Radio with myself.
I'm willing to do whatever for tickets. I have no shame. I will, I'll just throw it out there. I have no shame. That's all
this
I need.
Is
that's
be an
all you need to know.
Expensive ticket. Carolina Panthers.
Damn,
Luke
it is. You're
Kuechly,
right.
Kuechly, one of the better linebackers in the NFL since he was a rookie in 2012. He's retiring at the age of 28.
You know, there's only one way to play this game since I was a little kid is to play fast and play physical and play strong. And at this point, I don't know if I'm able to do that anymore. And that's the part that is the most difficult is I still want to play, but I don't think it's the right decisions.
Since 2012, the 28-year-old was first for linebackers and tackles, first in interceptions, and first in pass breakups. Kuechly was suspected to be playing with a number of injuries over the years. He had three concussions in his NFL career, one of which he left the field in tears in a national game. A number of star players now in recent years have been retiring near the age of 30. Luke Kuechly was 28, Andrew Luck 29, Gronkowski
he's my age.
29, that Patrick is, Willis 30, Calvin Johnson 30. So we're seeing a trend here where players are starting to see some of these older guys in their 40s and 50s and 60s. Kuechly's one of the best players in the NFL. He looks back and says, I have three concussions. What is my life going to look at 60? I'm not going to be able to remember where my house is.
Right. Man, was it Brett Favre that said he forgot his daughter's birthday or something like that? I mean, it's crazy.
It is.
Get paid, get laid, and get out of there, man.
So that's
get show money.
That's becoming a new trend. Our
and then
our,
leave.
A friend of mine, Therese Paler, who was with the Stars, now with Yahoo Sports, and does 610 Sports Radio stuff. He does great work. One of the better football writers.
Therese is one of the best in the
He's
business.
He's a Hall of Fame voter.
Yeah.
And he says in a column last night that you may need to change your qualifications for what will be the Hall of Fame, because this could be a real thing where players just play, get that bag, as the kids are saying, and then get out with their health still intact. The MLB had a major scandal, and I'll go through this just quickly. The Astros cheated to win the World Series, essentially.
I mean, that's
so that's a huge story. I couldn't skip it.
I mean, what?
Yeah, they used video technology. They won the World Series. The MLB suspended their GM and their manager, which was Jeff Lanau and A.J. Hinch. They were promptly fired. And even the Red Sox manager, who got the job, he had been with the Astros. Mm-hmm. He was fired yesterday as well. So,
I mean, like, and here's the thing. I think what's going to come out of this is we're going to find out that every team's been doing this.
It's possible. And I don't think it'll be every team has been using video, which is completely illegal.
Right.
But there's been things like it because there's no rules about it.
Baseball's so weird because it's
so slow.
It's built on this gentleman's agreement.
Slow
of
to,
weird rules like that.
Slow to adapt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some quick scores for you. Number 6, Kansas rebounded from their loss against Baylor to beat Oklahoma 66-52 on Tuesday night. Senior guard Isaiah Moss scored 20 points. K-State lost its fourth game in a row and sixth loss in seven games to Texas Tech, 77-63. No way else to say Kansas State stinks. Mizzou lost to Mississippi State, 72-45. They stink, too. It looks like a Kansas or bust year locally. Back to, we had a couple good years there.
As the world turns,
where it seemed like Mizzou and Kansas State, K-State went to an Elite Eight. It is once again back to Kansas or nothing. UMKC
whatever hosts, happened in the days of Kimmy English? Where's Denman at?
The Kangaroos host CSU Bakersfield at Swinney Rec Center at 7 on Thursday. The Kangaroos have dropped their last two.
Hey, we talked about this on the show on Monday, how we wanted to get tickets to UMKC games, and one of their folks hit us up. So I think we're going to be attending some Rue games. We should do that together. We should
one
do
thing
get
I
some audio, get some video.
One thing I wanted to mention to you on the show, too, is I don't know what you started by talking about Totten, but
oh my God,
you
yes!
awoke.
So Strange Days Brewery.
You awoke like
I got super
several
stoned
fans.
And was watching a bunch of Premier League soccer because I'm a fan as of this season. And Tottenham had the best jerseys when I made this call back in May. So that's my squad now. Strange Days has a Tottenham watch party.
Well, there you go.
They've invited me before, and I'll be honest, it's just Saturday morning comes
is
off way early.
Is this the type of is this
but
the type
Spurs,
of watch party?
We got to. Yes, the answer
that,
is yes.
Do they clap? And then,
oh man, yeah, yo, they get into.
There's
it.
A game on Saturday.
I think I'm gonna go. I think we should go. I think I'm gonna go ahead and
I'm not gonna commit
to
that quite yet.
It's early this one. I think it's like a 6:30 kick this time.
Are people gonna get up at like 5:30 to do it?
People show up, man. I follow them on Twitter. I want to get a shirt. They got a 3/4 length baseball tee that is to die for. We're
probably gonna wear a flannel.
Come on, you Spurs. C-O-Y-S. That's the thing. Did you just say what I think you said?
What?
Did you just say it?
No, I said I said flannel.
Oh. Okay, anyway, continue on. Yes, anyway, Strange Days. We're going to see you this weekend. I'm going to do that.
So that wraps up sports. I got a weekend preview for you.
You got a weekend preview?
Or a, I guess, midweek preview, I should say.
There he is. Give it to me.
Okay.
Oh, do you want to sweep?
No, that's fine.
Let's get into it. Let's go right in, man. We're Wednesday forward. Let's
tonight at Kelly's Meat Bingo.
The streak continues.
I love it.
Kelly's has still been mentioned on this show every single show.
I love Meat Bingo. I wish I could go. I have the Wednesday show. The season's almost over, so.
Oh, and by the way, at Strange Days, they have, what were we talking about? The sausage roll? Meat roll? What
yes.
was it that we were talking about?
I don't know. The only name I know is Cam, so we got to learn more names except than Cam. But another fan, and he's
hey, friends.
English fan.
We don't have fans on this show. We have friends.
He
dare I say family.
He loves the sausage roll.
And sausage roll, that's it. Sausage roll.
I'm ready to try the sausage roll.
Oh,
remember
man.
The song
Absolutely.
We played? I love sausage rolls.
Exactly. Put it in my mouth and swing it, baby.
Let's talk. We'll talk after the show. Maybe we should do this thing on Saturday.
I think we should. It's early. Let's buy a shirt. Let's do that.
Also.
And they got good beer, too.
Also tonight at Crossroads Hotel at 6:30, practice a drink and draw event. Mm. practice is a dedicated time for creative exercise with the simple mission of exploring without pressure of deadlines and expectation. Each practice includes a small warm-up followed by themed drawing time. This month, we'll be getting wiggly with the theme abstract geometry.
Hold on. Are we killing the story again?
What?
Are we killing the hipster story?
Yeah.
No! All right, hold on. Skip the preview. Y'all can go online. We're not going to insult your intelligence. We have to do this story now. We plugged it on Monday. We have to do it.
I think people care more about Kansas City stuff than this national weird hipster story.
They don't give a damn. It's Wednesday. They ain't going nowhere. Go to work.
You know people like to go
y'all
out.
It's a school night.
Yoga nights at the zoo go at 7 p.m.
We're going to do the story anyway. Oh, we're going to go long today. Bonus content today.
Geeks Who Drink Trivia.
Oh, yeah. That's a good time.
That's always cool. They have this every week, I believe, on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock.
Where's that one at?
That is at Hopcat. I'm sorry, I forgot the location.
Wow.
They're doing a Bad Boys trilogy screening tonight at 6 o'clock, which is pretty cool, I think.
Oh, hell
all
yeah.
Three movies at Alamo Drafthouse.
Bad Boys for Life.
On Thursday, third annual Bottoms
tail,
Up
fella.
For Happy Bottoms presented by Stockyards. So good cause, 5 o'clock at the beer station.
Speaking of happy
Patrick
bottoms,
Mahomes bobblehead is at the Hy-Vee in Prairie Village on Thursday.
Give me a spin, baby. Stand up and give me a
and
spin.
And then finally, live jazz with Logan Richardson at the Ship. That is 9 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay. Well, there you go.
If you have an event we need to know about, hit us at the kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
No, where'd it go? I'm trying to force this segment in. Oh, there we go. Found it. We're going to do this right now. I don't care what you say. We're going to run a little long because I want to get to this. How hipsters saved
the
world.
Missed the old 45 to 60 memo last night.
Remember, Peter, never walk anywhere when you can ride something weird instead.
What's that? Sorry, I was taking a selfie while shooting a Snapchat, while periscoping that Snapchat, while Instagramming latte art, while Shazamming The Weeknd, while streaming Master of None, while retweeting George Takei, while saying, this wins the internet, while still being hashtag so bored.
How hipsters have changed the world. How we have brought back coolness to society. Now, I could have done a list of Hartzell here, but we decided not to.
We already had one of those.
We already had one of those. Let's go ahead and do, since we are running late, your top three. You know what? No, we're going to top five. Top five, because F it. At number five, hipsters have brought back healthy eating. At number five,
that's awesome.
Healthy eating.
So cool.
Hipsters contributed anything to the English language and pop culture. It's that we now stress the importance of vegan, vegetarian.
Oh, so happy about that.
Vegetables, yeah. Non-GMO, organics.
That's great. Such a great effort.
We are such fans of ethical meats, superfoods like your charcoal and kale.
Sweet potato fries.
Do you remember any of this stuff before the 2010s? I sure don't.
Delish.
How hipsters have changed the world in 2010. Number four, accepting your quirks. We had, man, Zooey Deschanel ran the early 2010s.
You're on a Deschanel kick right
I sure
now.
Am.
You keep bringing her up.
I'm rewatching New Girl.
I know. I can see why.
You are.
You know what's weird? I watched Yes
Who
Man
are you? Who
randomly
you
the other night.
Who are you on that show?
We already said Nick.
Yeah, you're absolutely Nick. I'm more of a Winston, I think.
Much more of a Schmidt.
You think?
Yeah.
I hate to say it. I'm a douche. All right. Cool.
Douchebag jar.
Cool.
Another $2 for Hartzell.
Accepting your quirks. Number four. Number three on your list. Again, millennials. We back, baby. We're bringing it back, baby. At number three, we bring back the old. This trend, you've seen it. You're thrifting. Your wooden aesthetic. Your farm aesthetic.
Right. So bring important. So old. Important.
Your
right.
Record players. Mm. You got the folks
I
wearing,
do like a record player.
Wearing the 50s style clothes, the small polos, the pleated pants. I got that in my closet.
Yeah, right baby.
At number two, hipsters are bringing back all the goodness in the world. Drink up. We have now made it cool to be a craft beer guy.
Kombucha.
A craft beer gal. What did you just say?
Kombucha.
Kombucha! Which I don't get the appeal for that one. That one, that stuff is gross. But drinking up hipster, hipster beverages encompass quality ingredients and
bubble tea
and sophistication. If you will.
Really glad we did this list.
Number one, hipsters saving the world. We made it cool to bicycle again. Bicycling at number one. It's fun. It's relatively fast. Relatively cheap.
MABA.
Hipsters know how much better they are for
Make
biking.
Make America bicycle again. You ready for some Wednesday wisdom?
I feel like you didn't love that.
No, it was great. That was good.
That's how hipsters. Well,
we definitely needed to get that. You were right.
I wanted to play Family Guy, man.
I hear it. Listen, I understand, man.
You, listen, you're a hipster. You got plaid on right now.
Are you ready
You have clear glasses on.
Going with some inspirational football quotes today for your Wednesday wisdom.
Oh, God. Oh, we are going to run low. What was our
perfection
song?
Perfection.
Hold on.
Is not attainable.
I'm going to cut your mic. What song?
You can't fire me because I quit.
What song do you want?
I wrote it on the sheet that you don't look at.
I threw the sheet on
Hope
the floor.
Hope by Twista and Faith Evans.
Okay.
Guy doesn't look at the sheet. Guy complains about the sheet, tells me to print the sheet, doesn't look at the sheet.
Listen, you know what? Listen, I'm just going to hit play on this. You do what you got to
do. There
we
go.
You do what this you got to do. I want you to...
Oh, yeah. A little bit lower, a little bit lower.
Yeah, because it cusses all up in this thing. Got to watch the bleeps.
Okay, here we go.
Circa 2005.
Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. That was Vince Lombardi. Excuses are the tools of the incompetent. Mike Tomlin.
What is that?
If you want to win, do the ordinary things better than anyone else does them day in and day out. Chuck Noll.
Chuck Noll, huh? Okay.
Head coach, Pittsburgh Steelers. 69, nice, to 91.
Nice.
Try not to do too many things at once. Know what you want. The number one thing today and tomorrow, persevere and get it done. George Allen. You fail all the time, but you aren't a failure unless you start blaming somebody else. Bum Phillips. Houston Oilers, 75 to 80, then the Saints, 81 to 85.
Are these all sports ones today?
Football. It's AFC title week, baby. You can't always control circumstances. However, you can control your attitude, approach, and response. Your options are to complain or to look ahead and figure out how to make the situation better. Tony
yes,
Dungy.
Coach. Yes, coach.
Pump this up a little bit.
Yep. Let it take you away and be hopeful, hopeful, and he'll make a way. I
know it ain't easy, but... That's okay, cause we hold. Stay focused. Your start does not determine how you're going to finish. Herm Edwards.
Hey, what up?
Former coach of your Kansas City Chiefs. Current coach of the ASU Sun Devils.
What was the big Herm thing he did? What was that one?
You play.
That was it.
To win the game. Nobody who ever gave his best.
Did he just say see the world through the eyes of Stevie Wonder?
That's right. That's right. Success isn't measured by power or money or social rank. Hartzell, success is measured by your discipline and inner peace. Mike
Ditka.
That's
not true. That's not real.
Remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. Walter Payton, the OG man of the year. Self praise is for losers. Be a winner. Stand for something. Always have class and be humble. Boom! John Madden.
As you kick it in the ass. Yes, I am hopeful for today. Great timing, Pete. That was excellent. Yep. Let it take you away and be hopeful, hopeful, and he'll make a way. I know. Are we going to church, y'all? Yes, Lord. That's okay. Yes, Lord. If you turn to your hymnals, Romans chapter 7.
Last quote. The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra. Jimmy Johnson, now Hall of Fame head coach of the Dallas Cowboys and Miami Dolphins, just named the other day. So believe, and this is from me, because if you believe, maybe you can make some kind of Hall of Fame. Your Wednesday wisdom out there to my KC Morning Hose. Follow us on Instagram, The KC Morning Show. You can also get us anywhere else at KC Morning Show. We have a Facebook, everything like it. Please rate and review our podcast. 5 stars would be nice. Coming from Unlabeled Music Services in Westport, visit them for all your music and entertainment needs. A couple party options. Have a good hump day. Remember, it's going to be warm this morning. We'll get a little chillier. There you go. Bundle up.
So hopeful.
We'll see you on Friday.
Going to church. Take me to church. Take me to church. That was, honestly, Pete, some of your best work.
Thanks, man.
Well, Pete, on that note.
AFC title week.
You got any plans tonight? What are you? I know you gave us a preview. Work. What are you doing?
I'm going to just work the next 72 hours straight.
This is the week, huh? Well, hey, man. Godspeed to you. You know I'm a big fan of Peter. Give me a letter.
T.
I'm a big fan of Peter T. Sween.
It's out for the boys.
Well, you heard the man right there. It's out for the boys. My name is Hartzell. That guy right there. That inappropriate man. That's Peter T. Sween. The T stands for tasteful. This is your KC Morning Show. We'll see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.
Bye.